The Guardian of the Pool. In a land far away, there is a great lake. At one end of the lake, the water finds a small opening and slithers through it to gurgle its way down towards the plains. Through narrow rock-strewn ravines, over cliffs, through the brown earth and green grasses it flows, until it is hemmed in by three large rocks. The river whirls round and round, trying to find a way out, round and round, faster and faster, until it makes a great whirlpool that sucks in the red and gold leaves that fall from the msasa trees, the gnats that dart across the water, and the butterflies that flutter over the sweet-scented white flowers of the pondweed growing at the water's edge. At the bottom of the whirlpool lies a great silver water python. Coil upon glittering coil of him, his snake eyes blinking at the shafts of sunlight striking the water, his tongue flickering. A beautiful, terrible, silver water python who is the guardian of the pool. But this is no ordinary python, for in the touch of his cold, wet skin lies healing, healing for all the illnesses and pains of men and women, healing for all who are brave enough to visit him in his home at the bottom of the pool. Ngosa sat beside the pool and watched the angry water swirl about. The sun shone on her smooth brown skin and warmed her trembling body. Her mother was ill, very ill. Ngosa knew her mother would die unless she brought help. But to step down into those angry waters, to touch the silver python, to look into his black snake eyes, to draw near that flickering tongue, in spite of the heat, Ngosa shivered. She was afraid. From beneath the water, Python gazed up at Ngosa and saw that she was beautiful, knew that she feared him, and longed to comfort her. Ngosa heard a cry from behind her and turned to see her younger sister hurrying across the fields. "Ngosa, Ngosa," she called, "make haste, for our mother is surely dying." Then Ngosa remembered many things. How her mother had soothed her and sat beside her singing lullabies all the night after Crocodile had nearly drawn her into the water. How her mother had walked many miles to find the red radish roots to cure the terrible pain when Scorpion had stung her. How her mother had beaten off the hairy baboon monster that had tried to steal her baby brother. How her mother had secretly shared her own portion of maize porridge with the children when the great drought had come upon them and men were starving. Ngosa stepped into the raging whirlpool. Python's tongue flickered once before her and was still. The black snake eyes closed. She stretched out her hand and stroked his cool, wet skin. Then, flailing the water with her arms and legs, she rose to the surface of the pool and raced across the fields to touch her mother with a python's healing touch. That night, as a full moon rose blood red above the mountains, Python uncoiled his silver body and slowly rose to the top of the pool. Out of the water stepped a young man. His handsome head held high was covered in tight black curls. His brown eyes were fearless. His arms and legs were strong. Surely this was a chief's son. As the first man had once done, he looked about him and saw that the earth was good. Striding across the fields, he came to the semicircle of huts. In the enclosure, the cattle quietly chewed the cud, their black and white skin soft and silky in the moonlight. A nanny goat nuzzled her kid. "Ngosa," he called softly. "Ngosa, your courage has saved me. When the water witch cast her snake spell upon me, I sank to the bottom of the pool. Forever by day I must continue to guard the whirlpool. But now, because of your courage, by night I may assume my human form. By night I may reveal myself to those who are brave and beautiful. You are surely brave to have visited me in my python form, and I can see that you are beautiful. Come. As Ungosa stepped from her hut, the chief's son slipped round her neck a necklace of milky blue and green moonstones, strung on a thread of silver moonlight. Now Ungosa spends her days at the whirlpool's edge, playing sweet music on her ugubu, for pythons love to hear the music of human beings, and at night she slips her moonstone necklace around her neck and waits for the chief's son to rise from the water.